Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. It is a Thursday, starting off the second hour, as we always do on a Thursday. We've been doing this for a little while now. It's basically our NDSU segment, and we find out, obviously, NDSU is involved in, you name it, about 1,000 different things, agricultural, obviously, topics in the mix there, and they've got plenty of other topics, too, but obviously, we're interested in the ag side, and today, we're going to find out a bit more about their Rural Leadership North Dakota group, I guess. There is a graduation coming up here, but to find out more about the program, we're going to bring in Katie Tyler. She is an extension specialist and program director for Rural Leadership North Dakota. Katie, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Last time I got to see you, for like 3 seconds, you and a partner. I'm not sure who the other, I can't remember who the other guy was. You guys were out at the Peterson Farm Seed tent, and you guys were putting on a presentation out there. But let's start it with the nuts and bolts here. This is really a cool program. One of my friends, Rick Swenson, is currently involved in this. I believe this is the one he's involved in. And so let's talk about the Rural Leadership North Dakota program. What is this all about?
Sure. So Rural Leadership North Dakota, or as we like to call it, RLND, is a program that was established about 20 years ago in 2003 for leaders across North Dakota who are looking to strengthen their own leadership development, get more involved, learn skills, and just learn more about rural agricultural and community development issues. And so we have cohorts that come every 2 years of anywhere from about 15 folks to 30. And we spend our time traveling around the state and engaging in different tours of industry or of farms and doing a little bit of skill development along the way as well.
You know, I think my buddy is the one. Is there a Minnesota one of these as well? No, it just clicked in my head. Is that NAMI or something like that? That's the one he's in. Okay, never mind. It's pretty much.
It's called Morrow.
Morrow. Okay, but it's almost. Is that almost the same program, or is it a little bit different?
It's pretty similar. There are a couple of differences. You know, primarily that, of course, is for Minnesota residents, while ours is for
right.
North Dakota residents.
Right.
And they, each state kind of has their own uniqueness to each of the programs, but our goals are often the same. And so I'm not sure if they might meet for less seminars than North Dakota meets, but I don't know that for sure.
Well, let's talk about who would want to be a part of this, because it's not a bunch of 19, 20, 21-year-olds, that's for sure. Not trying to tease anybody, but you actually have people that are established kind of in different forms of the ag industry and trying to maybe make that next step.
Sure. So, right, we have people from all different types of professions and those that have different leadership positions across the state. We require you to be of legal age, so you must be at least 18, with no upper limit to how old you want to be when you want to participate. We have everything from bankers and agricultural lenders to economic developers to city auditors. There are a couple people who are running because they are looking to run for an office, and so they want to just, beef up their skill sets and some of that, or learn more about the state and who they may be serving. And so there's a number of different types of people who come to our program to gain these skills for various reasons.
And this has been around for a while. I think this was started by, was it Joseph Chapman, NDSU president? He's been gone for a little bit. But
yep. Yep. So it started back in 2002. They started planning, and the first class began in 2003, and then they graduated in 2005 because it's a two-year cohort. President Chapman, was really hoping to help the state have a strong pool of leaders. And so this was just a program that we knew Extension could help support and create good educational opportunities around. And so from that, we are blessed with a number of different sponsors who help us pay for the course, as well as, of course, the participants are also responsible to pay a tuition. And so, you know, NDSU Extension continues to be a large sponsor of the program, along with the commodity groups, Farm Credit Services, Farm Bureau, Farmers Union, all those people who, of course, are also looking to grow their own leaders within their organizations.
Well, I was just looking at your council. It's kind of like, oh, I know Gene. Oh, I know Mitch. Oh, I know. This goes on and on. It's like, what the heck?
Yeah.
So Pete is in there, buddy. Pete Hanabit, public policy director. So what does the council do? How often do they meet?
Great question. Yeah, we have a wonderful council who is, you know, there to help support the program, advocate for the program, and make sure the program is still planning and programming along themes and ideas that are relevant. And so we love having all of those folks that you mentioned as key members of our council to help guide us as an advisory board. And so they meet, you know, anywhere from 2 to 3 times a year. We talk about various things such as where we're going to go on our international seminar, to, you know, what kind of leadership assessments should be taking, to what's the program policy on X, Y, or Z. And so we're very fortunate that we have some really dedicated leaders mm-hmm. in the agricultural world in North Dakota who are helping with rural leadership in North Dakota.
So the next question would be, if somebody's listening right now and going, you know, that might be something I'd be interested in, when is the next program getting started?
That's a great question. So our current class, class 9, which is done, we've actually met with their last seminar, ended in June. They are graduating in November, and class 10 will begin in November as well. And so the next time for a new opportunity for you, for when we'll be accepting applications, will happen in January or February of 2025. But of course, if you are interested, you can reach out, and I'm more than happy to put your name on the list to be notified when that happens, because we accept applications every 2 years.
I mean this with the utmost respect. I was looking at your current class, and you have a pastor in there. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All sorts of everything.
Yep. Yeah. See, you know, I think that we, you know, we love all the different perspectives that people bring. You know, that's one thing that I think RLND does really well, which is bring together people who maybe have some different, you know, ways of thinking or different experiences. And yeah, Pastor Julie was a really great addition to class 9. Okay. She definitely provided some good food for thought as we were going along things.
And I'm sorry, Katie, but you know, there's an application. Do you need a nomination as well to be considered?
You do not need to be nominated. If you want to nominate someone, we'll, of course, accept those, and we are happy to reach out to your nominee as well. But no, you do not need to be nominated, but you do need to apply, and there is a requirement to have some references. So we do ask, if you are employed, your employer also has to sign off on it, just because it is a time mm-hmm. commitment. But you don't have to. Your employer doesn't have to pay for it. Of course, that's helpful if they do, but it's certainly something that can happen.
In a monthly period, what kind of time is it, like an obligation during the period?
Yeah, great question. So RLND meets typically over the course of the 18 months. We have 10 total seminars.
Okay.
A traditional seminar, in-state seminar, there's 7 in-state seminars. Those typically meet for 3 days. So we come in on a Wednesday around noon, and we leave on a Friday around noon. And those are across the state, so everywhere from Bismarck to Fargo up to Williston or beyond. And So that typically happens in November, January, February, March. And then we also do one meeting in June. So we try to kind of follow that agricultural calendar to make sure that our producers that are in our cohorts have the ability to fully participate mm-hmm. at the least busy times in their schedule, which, of course, means that we're meeting in winter during North Dakota, but we make it work.
Okay. RLND, make sure I got the acronym right there. Anything that we missed, Katie, before we move on?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, and then what else you got on your plate? Can't be the only thing, I'm quite sure. Anything else you want to mention before we let you go?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Extension always has a couple things up their sleeve, right?
Yes.
So, you know, we have, in the leadership and civic engagement world of Extension, We've been working with boards from across the state on different things like board succession or best practices for board management, which is always really fun for us to get to go in and work with some local folks on how to help them succeed. We know that North Dakota has one of the highest demands for leadership in the country. The University of Minnesota just did some research for us, and one out of 13 people in North Dakota needs to step up to fill all of our leadership roles. And so we are doing our best to try and give people the skills that they need to feel confident and comfortable in those roles. We have things like Lead Local, which is a local program that you can bring in a day-long training that brings in some of that leadership programming as well.
All right. Very good. Well, Katie, thank you so much. I appreciate it. It was fun to meet you. This was about a month ago now, but hopefully we can see you down the road. And do you guys make many of the farm shows or like field days, or is that just kind of a out of the norm thing to see you guys out of Peterson Farm Seed?
No, Peterson Farm Seed has been a supporter of RLND in the past. And as you said, Rick is, in the Minnesota version, Marl. Right. And so it was so great of them to be out there. And we try to get to those as many as we can. So certainly stop by at any extension booth. Of course, you can stop by and let someone know you're interested, and they'll get your information to the right people.
Right. Rural Leadership North Dakota. If somebody wants to read more about this, where should they go?
I would suggest the website, and if you just go to Extension website and search Rural Leadership North Dakota, you'll find it. Of course, we have social media pages, both Facebook and Instagram, so feel free to go there. There's also over 150 alumni out there across the state, and so talk to some people, because I bet you'll find someone who's connected to RLND in some way.
Well, you just go to the counselors, about seven of them there, and I'm like, oh,
yeah,
so find out more. All right, Katie, thank you so much. I appreciate your time today.